Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the preferred business podcast for dog owners. Perfect for those 10-minute dog walks every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. I'm also the co-creator and host of our new podcast, Webinar Ninja Podcast. Check us out on iTunes if you want to learn more about how to be a better teacher, presenter, speaker using webinars. On today's episode, you will learn 4 easy ways to discover your next product idea. These are great, innovative ways for you to discover what your market needs and how you can create a product around it. You don't want to work hard and launch it and then realize this is not really what my audience needs. So instead of trying to guess, I'm going to give you 4 ways to know how to build a product you know your customers want. So let's get down to business. Today's show is sponsored by one of my favorite podcasts, Freedom Fastlane, the number one show if your goal is to have more freedom and more money in 2015. Open up iTunes right now and search Freedom Fastlane and hit subscribe. The problem in finding out what your audience really needs and how to build a product around it is that people don't generally tell you what they need. If you ask them straight out, like in a survey, people really don't give you a straight answer. They don't really give you a specific answer. They think they need one thing when they really need something else. So what do you do? I'm going to share with you 4 ways to find a great product idea for your audience. The first way is through your blog posts. If you're not blogging already, you really should be, because blogging obviously helps you become a better communicator, but it also gives you a sense of what your audience really resonates with. If you find one particular blog post is really resonating with your audience, you're seeing comments, you're seeing likes, you're seeing shares, you're checking out your Google Analytics and you're seeing that there's a lot of page views or there's a lot of search on that topic, people are stumbling upon that blog post via, you know, a Google search, then you know you got something there. You know that there's something in that blog post that's really resonating strongly with your audience. So what you want to do is take a look at that topic of that blog post and see if you can build upon it, if you can build a product around that need, around that want. It could be something as little as a short guide, an ebook. It could be a course. It could be an actual tool or the actual thing you're writing about. You know, some of you out there might have physical businesses and you're writing about a new style of shirt and you're in the clothing industry. You may want to offer that new shirt in your catalog. The point is that you're learning in a natural way, in an organic way, what is really interesting to your audience. The numbers don't lie. If you see people going to that blog post, if that blog post is very popular, it's the most popular post you have on your site, then you really should delve into that a little bit deeper and see if you could build a product around it. Again, as always, start small, start lean. We talked about the Lean Startup, the book in one of our must-read episodes. We'll put the link in today's episode in the show notes. Today's show notes link is 100mba.net/mba172. But the point is to start building out your product, get some feedback from your audience, and start expanding as you're growing. All right, second way to discover your next product idea. And this is a method that's really untapped. A lot of people do not use this method, but I find it to be very effective. And that's Amazon reviews. If you go to Amazon.com and check out the books in your industry, read the reviews in that industry. Read their book reviews. and focus on the 3-star reviews. The 3-star reviews are really a true measure. Usually they're, you know, not really biased. They're not a hater where they're hitting 1 stars for no real reason or no justified reason. And they're not maybe a raving fan that just loves the person that writes this and will, you know, give a 5-star rating regardless of what's in that book. A 3-star rating is pretty fair. And what you'll find inside a 3-star rating is what's good in the book and what's missing in the book. And that's what you need to hone in on. What's missing? What are people wanting that they're not getting already from the content out there? How can you provide those missing elements? This should take you some time. This should take you a few hours to go through all these reviews in the different books in your, you know, market. You could do the same thing with products. If you have physical products in your business, go to Amazon, check out the products that are your competitors. Take a look at what people are saying. The good, the bad, the ugly. It could be simple things like, you know, the assembly of this product was difficult, or I wish there was better instructions, or I wish their website were easier to order from, or their return policy is a little bit too harsh. So take a look at those reviews. It can be really, really helpful in kind of pinpointing, what can I do to add value to my market? How can I be a provider of solutions that are currently not out there? This is some serious R&D. You know, you're really going out there and figuring out how you can be the game changer, how you can go in there and answer all those missing questions that people have and go through all the reviews and jot down all the things that people are saying, oh, I wish that this book had this, or I wish this product had that, and be the provider of all those things that are missing, or at least some of them. By doing this, you know for sure people will buy it. They want this and they don't have it in the current book. That's what they're complaining about. Often you'll be able to discover what people want by looking at their complaints rather than what they like. Usually praise is not a good indication of what people need. All right, let me get to the 3rd way to discover your next product idea, and that's through Facebook groups. If you're on Facebook, just get to the search bar and search the keywords in your industry. If you're in the food industry, type in the food that you're into, cupcakes, or maybe, you know, like cuisine or fine dining or whatever it is. There should be a few groups about that genre, about that market, about that industry. Try to join these groups. What you'll find in these groups are these forum-type conversations where people are asking for advice. They're looking for help. They're asking for feedback on different things. They're sharing things that they like and they're interested in, articles. And these are great groups to go in and actually read about what people are in need of. These are real people in your industry, real audience members, and it's a great idea for you to be a contributor. Go in and answer questions and help people out and provide great value. And then when you launch your product, you'll have people that are listening. We thought this was such a great idea that when we were working on the Webinar Ninja podcast and the platform, we started a group on Facebook called the Webinar Lab. We invited a whole bunch of people. People joined. People asked to be part of the group. And we heard from them what they're struggling with webinars. We heard from them what they need, what they want. What are some things that are making them, you know, scared to use webinars? You know, the reasons why they haven't used webinars already. And that was like gold for us. We were able to really get some great information through that group, through that forum. So starting a group may be an idea for you as well. I got one more great way for you to discover your next product idea. But before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, guys, today's sponsor is one of my favorite podcasts, Freedom Fastlane. You've been listening to the $100 MBA show, and now you're ready to start your business, or you want to take your business or your life to the next level. This is one show that you can definitely subscribe to. My favorite episode is the one where he outlines how to make and keep $2 million in 2 years. I also like the show when Ryan explains how to invest your profits for passive cash flow so you're not exchanging time for money. You'll hear these episodes and more to grow your business on Freedom Fastlane. So open up iTunes, type in Freedom Fastlane, and hit subscribe. The 4th way to discover your next product idea is conferences, real life conversations. When I attend conferences, my ears are open. I'm listening to all the conversations. I'm paying attention to everybody. You know, I'm talking, but I'm also listening a whole lot because I want to hear what people are talking about. What are they needing? What are they wanting? What are they interested in? What are they complaining about? What are they hoping for the future? What are they struggling with in their industry? What are some ways I can be the solver of those problems? How can I be the solution? And the thing is that in conferences, people are having fun, they're loosened up, they're having a good time, so they tend to be themselves and to be honest. And people really get to talk about some of the things that they would really wish to have in their business. So if you can attend as many conferences as you can during the year, they're a great way to obviously get to know people, meet people, let people know what you're all about, but it's also a great place to hear about what's going on and a way to discover new product ideas. Usually the keynote speakers will have a pulse on what's going on in the future. Listen up to what they're saying. See if you can jump on some of those ideas, jump on some of those things that they're talking about so you can get ahead of the game. If you want to know some conferences that we recommend that you should attend in 2015, you should check out our episode on the show about that topic. That was episode 153. You could check that out at 100mba.net/mba153. All right, guys, that wraps up today's episode. I would love to hear from you guys with an iTunes rating and a review. Drop us an iTunes rating and review so we can know how we're doing. And you also support our show big time, because when you drop us an iTunes rating and review, iTunes ranks us higher, we get more exposure, and we're able to reach more entrepreneurs just like you. Here's an awesome review from Razorback28. Can't do without it. 5 stars. Every day something new, interesting, and applicable. The $100 MBA is the best podcast I've ever listened to. I highly recommend it to anyone starting a new business or just wanting to succeed in what they're doing right now. That is awesome. Thank you so much for that review, Razorback28. And don't forget, guys, everybody who leaves us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly draw to win a free ride to our community, the $100 MBA, over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, a community forum, a whole lot more. So listen up on Friday to see who won this week's free ride. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. At the end of the day, a business is about serving a group of people, your audience, the people that are interested in what you offer. So essentially, it's all about them, how you can serve them. And the best businesses, the best products, the best offers really know that. They know it's not about them. They know about themselves. So when you're looking for your new product idea, always think about how you can help them and not about how you can become famous with this, how you can make more money with this, how this is going to put you on the map, whatever it is. Focus on your audience. Focus on serving them. Focus on improving their life or their business or whatever you're doing to help them. And everything else will follow. All right, guys. I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.
KPMG, our people make the difference. It's not just something we say, it's what we do. Combining the power of people and technology, we uncover brighter insights, innovate bolder solutions, and create better data-driven outcomes. KPMG, make the difference.